How to diminish the strength from an out of control rage. That is the reflection of the day. I had an experience this week that I want to share with you. So my daughter and I, we live together, and it's just the two of us, and we have a beautiful relationship. I have to say that I'm very proud that having a 15-year-old daughter, I could say that I really like who she is. I really feel extremely connected to this child. I feel that this child is open to share with me so much, the good, the bad, and the ugly. She has a platform where she can do that. And I've created that platform for me at the same time to be able to share with her my vulnerability. And today I'm dedicating to that out of control rage that we are all capable of having, all of us. And some people have it more than others, and some people have learned to control it. I feel that, I have learned to control my rage. I'm very proud of that because at some point, I used to get extremely angry, and I would be able to really be lethal with my tongue. This is, smart people. I consider myself a smart person. And there are people that are very smart with their tongue, and they can hurt. And I know that, through the years, I used it as a protection, because. I obviously, most of you that follow me know my past. So it was a tool, that rage is a tool that we utilize, that we've learned to utilize to protect ourselves, from danger. But at the same time, it's a tool that gets in the way completely when from us creating connections with the people that matter the most in our life. And I was, I wanted to share this experience with you because what I realized is that the more vulnerable that I become, the more open I become with my daughter, the stronger our connection gets. And the more she understands who I am, and she understands my weaknesses. And she also understands my strength because I've gotten to the point where I share them with her. But in order to get there, I also, needed to be able to understand myself, to be able to have that self-awareness that I've been developing through the years. And you can do the same. You could definitely do the same. You have to choose to really be curious about your rage. So I'll give you this example, and maybe this will help you as you confront, your own life and your own challenges. So in the mornings, sometimes my daughter has a hard time waking up. And I know this is something that many parents experience, but her ability to sleep like deep to the point that nothing would wake her. And even when I wake her, then I can, which is what happened on Wednesday, this week, is that she, when I woke her up, I was getting ready and I knew I had to leave and I gave her 45 minutes to get ready. And she was supposedly up and she said, "No problem, I'm going to get up." When I am ready to leave, she had gone back to sleep. And the rage that came over me was inexplicable. I didn't, obviously, when I talk about the rage, it's the rage that I feel inside. There is no hitting. I don't hit my child. I, make sure that I don't say much because I know that I'm in this very high intensity rage that I feel inside. So I just left. I said, "I'm frustrated. I am leaving right now. You're going to have to decide. The consequences is that you are paying for the Uber to go to work. I will not pay for your Uber. So there was consequences there. But we were scheduled to have our date night, because I am trying to have a date night every week with her, because I love connecting with my daughter, but we are both so busy that it's gotten to the point where we are together, but we are having more superficial conversations than deep conversations, not because we don't want to, but it's because of time. So I made it an effort that every week I blocked my schedule so that I'm able to have with her a day night. So this rage day happened to be on our date night. And I was still not happy when we had our, we were having dinner. And I decided to express to my daughter that, look, I don't understand why I get so triggered when you don't wake up, like when you did what you did this morning. I get so triggered that it is so hard for me to come out of it, that even throughout the day, you know, it was hard for me to really feel without anger. And even now, I said, as I'm sitting with you, I'm still digesting this anger, and I'm trying to figure out, because something is triggered in me when you don't wake up. And I don't know where it's coming from. And I know that it's frustrating, but obviously it shouldn't be to the level that I feel this rage inside. So I'm trying to figure that out, because it definitely comes from something in my past. But I'm going to be doing work on trying to figure it out. And she actually said to me, I'm sorry, Mom. I'm sorry that I'm bringing that to you. I don't, you know, I'm going to see what I can do. I don't want you to feel this way. And I said, well, what do you think is a solution, another solution? Because we've been trying different things and it's not working. So I said, what do you think is another solution? So she actually said to me, why don't we get a spray bottle? We'll put it in the refrigerator with water, and I give you permission to throw water on my face, spray water on my face, and let's see if that helps. So what did I do there? Think about it. I became vulnerable. I told her it's okay to, I'm teaching her to, it's okay to have vulnerability. It's okay to express your vulnerability. It's okay to not be perfect. Parents are not perfect either. So, but I'm also teaching her that I'm extremely curious to see where that's coming from, and that I'm going to, I will continue to figure out why I'm getting triggered that way. So I'm teaching her that it is very important to be self, you know, have self-awareness, and then to express them. But also, I'm giving her the opportunity to come up with her own solutions to the problem, where I'm not lecturing her, but she's coming up with a solution. I could have said, look, next thing I'm going to do is just throw water on your face every morning when you don't get up, and do it in a confrontational way. But ironically, because I again show her my vulnerability, I again shared my self-awareness, and I gave her the opportunity to come up with a solution, then we, I haven't had to use it yet, but I definitely have. And we went to CVS and we got the bottle, the spray bottle, and I filled it up with water, and it is in the refrigerator. And the other thing she said is, take away my phone in the morning. So when I do this, then just let me know that you are taking my phone. And obviously I don't want my phone to be taken away from me, so I'm going to, you know, do what I need to do. And look at this. So many lessons in that night that we spent together, that bonding date night. And just because I openly accept myself without judgment, and I'm teaching her to accept herself without judgment. So it is possible. It is possible to change, but you have to make a choice that today you're going to choose vulnerability, openness, self-awareness, and connection. Let's reflect, reset, and reconnect.